Good morning and welcome to Coffee Time. This morning my guest is Brad Barth, the Executive Director for Devil's Lake and a regular guest on the program the second Friday of each month. Morning, Brad.
Morning.
And on this month's show, we wanted to talk about a survey that is being done for Devil's Lake is working on in collaboration with another organization.
Yes, Eric. The North Central Planning Council was able to get some federal dollars, COVID dollars, on resiliency for counties and communities, that type of thing. And they're doing two surveys for Ramsey County. They're doing them for all of six of their counties, including Ramsey. And one's a community survey for, you know, older adults, and one is a youth survey. I think it's 13 to 18 years old, you know, age groups. So I'm trying to get the information out and help North Central Planning get the information out and try to hopefully get a good response.
All right, yeah. Obviously, when you're doing a survey, you'd like to get a representative sample and get the feeling of what people would support or are not really that interested in.
That's right. And, you know, that's some of the types of questions. You know, real quickly, the community survey is one that, you know, types of stores they visit, obviously age, residents, where they're at within the community and in the county, types of facilities they would like to see. You know, I've heard since I've been here, you know, we need an activities, you know, a health center, a comprehensive event type of center, you know, and we just haven't had one of those. But what's missing in Ramsey County? Obstacles to growth. There's questions on all of those type of things.
All right. And then with this survey, it's all online. In addition to using a computer, I guess you could also do it right on your phone as well.
Yeah. You know, it is kind of interesting. First of all, the link that they would need to go to is NorthCentralPlanningCouncil.com. NorthCentralPlanningCouncil.com. That's the entity that's doing the surveys. There's a link there that says Ramsey County Surveys that they can go to. And, they can do it from their phone, get to that site, and they can also scan. There's a QR code that if you scan with most cell phones today, will bring up the survey right within your phone, your device. Could be an iPad, you know, some sort of a, you know, laptop type of thing. Or they can actually go to the web link that I mentioned as well.
All right. And like you said, you'd like to get a good representative sample. And the other thing is that you're going to be wrapping up the responses to the survey here in about a week.
Yeah. You know, by the time this comes out, and for air, we were talking December 17th is the last day. So, we need you in the next week or so to get your responses in. The youth survey is being sent out to a lot of the schools, and we're trying to do our best that way. It's possible you'll see it in a social media post, too. We've done it in Forward Devil's Lake. I know the Chamber's done it, and the high school's done it. So hopefully we've got enough ways that we'll get out there and be able to get at least a representative sample and get an idea for what people are thinking about, what they want to see in the community. The youth survey is a little bit interesting, too. I should mention, Eric, one of the things that's asked is where do they want to live after they graduate? You know, we've talked many times about trying to keep our youth here by helping them with their college plans and helping them line up a job and a work. We'll get to see some of the results of that from some of the youth.
All right. And I would imagine, too, because, of, like you said, some of the questions that are asked should be interesting for decision makers to get that feedback and maybe make some decisions and maybe rule some things out or reconsider or consider some things that maybe they hadn't thought of based on the results of the survey.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons we're doing it. I mean, the city's in kind of planning process to do a comprehensive type of economic development plan, maybe not a full-blown comprehensive plan, but some sort of a plan. And at the regional council, they're trying to do it regionally as well. So, you know, that's where these federal dollars have come in and to help communities kind of get out of the COVID slump, if you will, situation and to come back with some resiliency and some, you know, plans. And that's what a lot of this does. And, I've heard so many things in my 3 years that I've been here, you know, what the town needs and, you know, what it doesn't. And a lot of it's just kind of, you know, ad hoc, you know, just kind of incidental type comments, but surveys hopefully will give us a little bit more information, especially on Ramsey County as a whole, both from a youth perspective as well as a little bit older perspective.
All right. And again, the website is just NorthCentralPlanningCouncil.com, all one word, no spaces.
That's right. If they go to that site, there's a link there that says Ramsey County Surveys. They can click on the youth survey or the community survey. There's a web link in both of them. Or they can get a QR code that they can use a phone. And you literally, all you do is you take your camera on your phone and you point it at that link and it pops. And once again, you can also click on those links when you're doing it from your phone, too.
And like you said, it's not that long of a survey. It shouldn't take you too long to complete it.
No, you know, I was going to look at it. When I look at it here, you know, it's about, I don't know, I suppose it's about 15, 20, maybe a little bit more than that questions. But they're simple questions, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, those type of things. The youth survey is the same. And it's not going to take 10 minutes, but it'll probably take 3 to 5. And, you know, they ask you things like, where do you live? You know, how long have you lived in the county? Do you rent or own in the county? You know, those type of things. Did they hear about it from the, you know, your radio station or Devil's Lake Journal or Chamber? You know, those type of things. And then it goes through the actual questions as well.
Okay, and like you said, they've got about a week to finish that up and get it submitted before the deadline, and then you'll tabulate the results and go from there.
Yep, the listeners, please go out there as soon as you can and get it. And if you've got others that live in the community or, you know, that are residents in the community, or maybe they're not here, maybe they're college students, have them fill it out as well. Get them the information so that they fill it out and we get as much information as we can.
All right. And if people have questions, they can always give you a call or give North Central Planning a call as well.
That's right. And my number is always 662-4933. They can call me. If someone just can't get to a computer, they call me and I'll do a survey for them. I could fill it out. I mean, it's really not asking a name. It's just asking individual information. So there's not a lot of, you know, personal information gathered other than age and where you live. That's basically it. So they could call and we could help someone fill it out as well.
All right. Sounds good. Well, Brad, we appreciate you taking time to give us a little overview of what's happening with this survey and the deadline that's coming up here on the 17th of December for filling it out.
Sounds good, Eric, and I'm sure down the road we'll have we'll have a session and talk about some of the things that came out of the survey, I'm sure, probably in January, February.
Right. It should be interesting to see what if there's a common theme there that really stands out. So.
Yeah, and when it comes to the workforce thing, we've talked so many times, and it's going to be interesting. Hopefully we can get, you know, a good representation of students throughout the area where they say they want to live. You know, if they want to live in this area, once again, that gives us the ideas of how do we get them interested in the careers that we need for our communities. So.
Right. All right, well, Brad, we appreciate you joining us this month and bringing us up to date on some of the things you're working on there for Devil's Lake.
Thank you, Eric.
All right, that's going to do it for the program this morning. Joining me this morning has been Brad Barrett, the executive director of Ford Devil's Lake and a regular guest on the program the second Friday of each month. You can join me each weekday morning at 9:05 on KDLR and 11:30 on KZZY for coffee time.